Hi, this is Steve Weeks, and you're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show with Sienna and Persephone on WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton, Massachusetts.
Quiet, the show's starting.
Glad that you could join our Hilltown family. Spend a little time with Sienna and Persephone. So stay a while, hang your coat by the door. You know we've always got room for a couple more at the Hilltown Family Variety Show.
This is Uncle Rock, and I am so happy to be here as your guest DJ today. Persephone, thank you for letting me fill in for your mom here on the show.
You're welcome.
That was the theme from Star Wars.
I have only 3 movies of Star Wars.
The first trilogy, right?
I have Star Wars and The Emperor Strikes Back.
The Emperor Strikes Back, yeah. The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Yes, I do have that. Yes.
And you watch them with your dad, right?
Yeah.
That's great. I watch those with my son at home, and we love them. And I love the music. The music is all written by a great composer named John Williams, who I think wrote a lot of the Harry Potter music, too. But anyway, that was the original Star Wars theme, and I'm going to play a lot of my favorite songs today. And the next one that we're going to do is a theme from A Bug's Life, which is written by Randy Newman. You're going to like this tune. It's written by Randy Newman and sung by Randy Newman, and it is from the Pixar movie.
I love bugs.
This is from the Pixar movie Bug's Life, and the hero is an ant. Here we go.
Was a bug, little bug, hardly there. How he felt, what he dreamed, who would care? Without any evidence,
his claws were ready.
He was full of confidence.
Some people have it in
him. Didn't have much common sense.
It's highly overrated.
He just knew that he'd come through. It's the time of your life, so live it well. It's the time of your life, so live it well. We may only go round this one time. As far as I can tell, it's the time of your life. It's the time of your life. It's the time of your life. So live it.
Time of your life.
so live it well. It's the time of your life, so live it well. You may only go round one time, as far as I can tell. It's the time of your life, so live it well. Isn't it a bit surprising how our fortunes ebb and flow? And only to the enterprising does the magic fortune cookie go. Believe me, it's the time of your life, so live it well.
Persephone, that was the theme from The Pink Panther by Harry Mancini.
You know what?
What?
When,
Henry Mancini, excuse me.
Remember when we were out
the Christopher Yellowgold? Oh, Yellowgold came here?
Guess what?
What?
Why we were waiting for it to happen. Mm-hmm. I saw a little bit of the Pink Panther movie.
Really? Yes. There's a lot. There's more than one. There's a bunch of Pink Panther movies.
I saw a little bit of those movies out there.
Yeah. They were playing it at the before he went on. Awesome. Yeah, the movies are very funny, and there used to be a cartoon on when I was a kid called The Pink Panther, and I loved the music from The Pink Panther very much. And you know what? I wanted to ask you about. Bats. You were saying that you have bats at your house?
Yeah, like only two.
Two bats? Do you think it's a mommy and a daddy bat?
I think it's a, like a, just like, yeah, I think it's just like a mommy and a baby bat.
Oh, a mommy and a baby bat. Yeah, you could be right. And
kid bat.
But bats are our friends. Do you remember what we were saying about bats in the parking lot? What they like to eat?
Mosquitoes.
Yes. One bat can eat 600 mosquitoes
in
1 hour.
Like
fly around at night.
With their mouths open.
And they love to eat mosquitoes. So, bats are our friends. I found one in my house one time.
One time when my mom was over at the house and my dad and me were over at the fire pit, we saw like two bats flying around the fire pit.
The mommy and the baby bat, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, bats are great. And this next song is by Peter, Paul, and Mary. It came out on an album that they did called Peter, Paul, and Mommy. It's called Leatherwing Bat. It's an ancient folk song that they do a really great version of. And if you hear pops and cracks on this, it's because it's from a LP from way back in the olden days.
I said the little leatherwing bat, I'll tell to you the reason that I fly by night is because I've lost my heart's delight. Howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day. Blackbird sitting on a chair, once I courted a lady fair. She proved fickle and turned her back. And ever since then I've dressed in black. Howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day. Hey lily lily low. I said the woodpecker sitting on a fence, once I courted a handsome wench. She got scared and from me fled. And ever since then my head's been red. Howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day. Mary lily lily low. I said the little turtle dove, I'll tell you how to win her love. Court her night and court her day. Faithless and chance to go, I'd add the other string to my bow. Howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day, howdy dowdy diddlum day. Hey lily lily lily, hey lily 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 lo.
Persephone, your mom was telling me that a dog that you know got skunked, got sprayed by a skunk.
Yeah.
Really?
At Redgate. He's a sheepdog.
A sheepdog?
Yeah.
So how did you know he had gotten sprayed by a skunk?
One of my teachers told me.
Right.
It was at Redgate Farm Camp.
That's where you go to camp?
Yeah, but I'm done with it now.
But so the sheepdog came up. Did you smell him when he got sprayed?
Mm-mm.
You know, one time my cat got sprayed by a skunk where I live. And poor cat, he smelled so bad. We had to wash him 3 times in tomato juice.
Why?
That's what you're supposed to do, tomato juice. I don't know why, but tomato juice somehow neutralizes the scent, makes it go away. But you know what? That's not really true. At least it wasn't in this case. It made it a little less intense, but the poor cat still smelled like a skunk for about 2 months after that.
You know what? Well, Crisco just got sprayed by a skunk, and some of the form teachers had to wash him.
Cusco is his name?
Cusco.
And he got washed. Well, your mom was telling me that whatever they washed him with really worked really well.
Well, it was they washed it with the hose.
They washed him with the hose?
Yeah.
Well, God, a sheepdog getting sprayed by a skunk, that sounds like a nightmare. Which brings me to this next song. This next song is called Dead Skunk. And it is about a dead skunk. And it came out when I was a little bit older than you, Persephone, in the early 70s. And it's by... How old was I? I was probably about 7 years old when this came out, and you're five. And this is by Loudon Wainwright III, a great songwriter who's still making great CDs to this very day. And this song is called Dead Skunk. It was his first big hit. It goes like this.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven.
That was Dead Skunk by Loudon Wainwright III. Now, Persephone and I are sitting here talking about our beauty marks. Persephone has one on her leg.
Yeah, and one tiny one, right there.
A tiny, teeny one on
I
your neck.
I think it's, right there.
And, of course, I got them all over my arms. That's because my mom has them. So if your mom has little beauty marks and stuff, you're very likely to get them. And my mom has Sicilian blood in her, so she's dark. And so I've got them too. And speaking of dark, this next song that we're going to play is by a band called the White Stripes. And they're a great band, a really great band. And it's just a boy and a girl.
I have have that CD at my house.
You have the White Stripes? Really? That's great. That's great rock and roll CD. But they also do this one song that is kind of a dark song that's about falling in love with a ghost. What if somebody fell in love with a ghost? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
So this song is called Little Ghost, and this is the White Stripes.
Little ghost, what I'm scared of most? Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect a specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most? Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I awoke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most? Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this. But because of my condition,
I fell in love with a little ghost, and that was all.
Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most? Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
That was Little Ghost by the White Stripes, Jack White and Meg White. They are a band, just a boy and a girl who make really great records and put on really great rock and roll shows. How do I know that? Because my wife went and saw them just a few nights ago at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Once again, I am Uncle Rock, and it is my pleasure to be a guest DJ on the Hilltown Family's Variety Show today with my good friend Persephone. Persephone and I were just talking about all kinds of things. We were talking about bats and beauty marks and skunks and dogs, and what about swimming? You're learning how to swim, right?
Yes, I am, and I already know how to swim, but my dad doesn't believe me.
Your dad doesn't believe you that you know how to swim?
And I love swimming.
Well, you just have to prove it to him. I guess that wouldn't be so hard. You could just
I just, like, swim, and he just says, that's not swimming.
Oh, really? Maybe you're dog paddling. Or maybe he doesn't really know what swimming is. Could that be? Or maybe he does, and he's just saying that to get your goat. But I want to see you swim.
Yeah, I can swim very good.
I bet.
Maybe on our way back, we could just stop at Asford Lake, and I could...
Just jump in the water in your clothes?
I could not in my clothes. Maybe I could take off my clothes and get in the water, Sure, how I could swim.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, maybe we'll do that. We might not have time to do that today. We might have to do that on Uncle Rock's return visit. But as I was saying, I am the guest DJ today on the Hilltown Families Variety Show, and it is my pleasure to be that. And I'm going to play a couple. Oh, why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep yawning?
I'm tired.
That is so rude and so uncalled for. Hilltown Family Variety Show, singular. Sorry. All one big family. So this next tune that we are going to play is by a guy named Harry Nilsson.
I'm just kind of tired now.
Okay. This next song that we're going to play is by Harry Nilsson, and it is from a movie called The Point, which came out when I was a kid and is still out on DVD. It's cut number 19. And it's a great song. It's about having a cup of tea, thinking about your troubles, and then thinking about how your teardrops are going to go into the sea and eventually come back to you in a big circle, but come back to you in a good way. That's the beauty of the song. This is Harry Nilsson with Think About Your Troubles from the soundtrack to The Point.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current, then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes, who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale, who grew so old he decomposed you. Do. He died his body to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to. As soon as salty water, cause it tastes just like a teardrop, and it comes out from a faucet which is just about to bubble.
Time for me to go, and I've had such a wonderful time here hanging out with Persephone and Sienna, who is our silent but very effective partner here in the studio. And once again, I am Uncle Rockin. It was really fun to be here today, and thank you, Sienna, for the invitation. It's been great being a part of the Hilltown Family Variety Show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. If you'd like to check out my website, it's unclerock.com, or you can go to myspace.com/heyunclerock, and you can see videos, download songs, all kinds of good stuff. So come on over and visit hilltownfamilies.org to find out everything that's going on with Hilltown Families. And this has been the Hilltown Family Variety Show. Take it easy.
Hi, this is Steve Weeks, and you're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show with Sienna and Persephone on WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton, Massachusetts.